This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The median home price in Mesa County has hit a record high. The Sentinel reports a typical home now costs $410,000 there. A shortage of homes for sale is also keeping prices high. Fewer than 500 homes are for sale in Mesa County, which officials say is only enough for about 1 month of inventory. Colorado's network of electric vehicle chargers is growing because of a federal program aimed at improving the country's EV charging system. KRCC's Eli Janes reports.
Six highways in Colorado were recently approved for federal grant money to build more EV chargers. Two of them run close to Lamar, where Mayor Kirk Crespin says the current infrastructure is a challenge.
I don't foresee a quick adoption of electric vehicles in southeast Colorado because of the need for the infrastructure for EV charging.
Crespin says Lamar installed the area's only Tesla supercharger in May. The federal grants are in part aimed at supporting infrastructure in more rural areas, like Lamar. For KRCC News, I'm Eli Janes.
Colorado weather may be just a bit cooler today after record-breaking heat this past weekend. Pueblo and Colorado Springs broke records on Saturday. In Pueblo, that was 108 degrees. Colorado Springs hit 100. Those temperatures broke heat records for the date. In both cities, they were 1 degree shy of matching their all-time highs. And today, a little cooler. Pueblo, still pretty warm at 94 this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 85. That's how it is across the state. Those really hot temperatures down a little. In Denver, 88. Fort Collins, 87. This is CPR News and KRCC.